弟兄姐妹朋友们下午好。Good afternoon, everyone. Let's study our worship with God's words. 诗篇五十七篇七到十一节，神啊，我心坚定，我心坚定，我要唱诗，我要歌颂，我的灵啊，你当兴起。琴瑟啊，你们当兴起，我自己要及早兴起。
Psalm 57:7. My heart, O God, is set steadfast. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and make music. Awake, my soul, awake, hurry ends.
Awaken and dawn. 主啊，我要在万民中称谢你，在列邦中歌颂你，因为你的慈爱高及诸天，你的诚实达到穹苍。神啊，愿你崇高过于诸天，愿你的荣耀高遍高过全地。
I will praise you, Lord, among the nations. I will sing of you among the peoples. For great is your love reaching to the heavens.Your faithfulness reaches the skies. Be exalted, O Lord, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth.
让我们一起起立，我们用我们的歌颂来颂赞我们的主。Let's sing the song, whatever the language you like. 你可以用英文，也可以用中文。 我们在天上的父，感谢你赐给我们生命，赐给我们日用的饮食，赐给我们每天的灵粮。你的大使命驱动着我们每一个信靠你的儿女，前赴后继的把福音传到地极。我们这些本不配的人，乃是你的大能的引领和托住，我们才可以活到今天，为你而使用。传福音的每一步都是主你自己在前头为我们开的路。求主保守今天讲的和听的，再次同感一灵。以上祷告不配，奉主耶稣宝贵的圣名，我们继续请英文的祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us life. Give us our daily bread. Give us our spiritual food daily. Your commands drive your children everywhere to spread the gospel. We are led and supported by your great power. You walk and lead in front of us for every step. We pray for everyone here today that whoever speaks or listens will be moved by the Spirit and will be encouraged to follow you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Please sit it. 请坐。因着主，我们愿意把福音一次一次的传讲。 前方未停止，一日我必唱新歌，在那荣耀天庭，新歌认识我一生，说爱老旧福音，我爱传讲主福音，传讲老旧is pass it on. There's a totally three versions. 传给人总共有三段，请。
弟兄姐妹，下午好。下面是读经的时间。我们今天要读的第一段经文是以赛亚书55章11节。翻到后呢，我们读两遍，第一遍是中文，第二遍是英文。We will read this script twice. First time in Chinese, if you can. Second time in English. 好。55章11节，来，我口中所说的话也必如此，绝不突然返回，需要成就我所喜悦的，在我发他去成就的事上必然亨通。 So is my word that flows from my heart.第二段经文是约翰福音第3章16节，那么我们还是 先读中文，再读英文。We must still read in Chinese first, then English. 第三，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的，不至灭亡，反得永生。For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life.
下面我和长老一起来做一个只是会一个决定决议的宣布。我们教会的执事会昨天晚上做了一个决定。
Last night the deacon board make a decision.
我们会聘请刘勇传道来我们教会担任牧者。
We're going to ask preacher Liu to be our pastoral staff.
我们会在5月19号召开咨询大会。
On May 19th, we're going to have a town hall meeting.
我们在6月2号会要会众一起投票讨来决定。
On May 2nd, the first Sunday, we're going to have membership. June 2nd, we're going to have a membership a meeting so that we're going to decide.
好，下面我们请刘勇传道和司母萨迪。
We're going to ask Preacher Liu and his wife.Come up to the podium. We would like to introduce him. Preacher Liu was born in 1977.In 2003, he graduated from Wuhan University in advertising major. And his wife is also from the same region.
他们2006年来到美国，并决志信主。
And they moved to U.S. in 2006, and they became Christian.
我们将会在经过10天的对他们的研究，决定聘请他们，聘请刘传道作为我们今后的牧者。
Through many meetings and discussion, we decided to ask him to come over to be our pastor, one of our pastoral staff. Thank you. Okay, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we come before you, we come to the throne of grace.Because of your grace, we have been saved, not by our own work, but there's a gift of God, so that no one can boast, all given by you. And today we come to worship you. You are the center of our worship. We can come into your presence, into the Holy of Holies, through Jesus Christ.And we come before you with confidence because your blood cleanses us. So you open the door for us into your presence. How blessing we have. And you said, blessed are those who have poor in spirit. Theirs is the heaven of God. Blessed.Are those who pure in their heart. and they will see God. Today we come together here. May your word again revise us, strengthen us, and also encourage us, because we need to proclaim your gospel to so many lost ones. And through your servant, share their ministry once again. Remind us that we have this opportunity to share to our friends and colleagues. 主耶稣，我们感谢你，我们可以来到主的面前，来到主你自己的至圣所，是何等的宝贵。你说清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神；虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。也让我们知道我们身带着使命，让今天基甸会在这里的分享再一次的激励我们，提醒我们，使我们知道很多人需要主你自己的福音，也借助福音可以拯救他们。我们恭敬把以下的时间交托给主，求主带领，感谢祷告奉主耶稣的名，阿们。We're so glad that every year we have this opportunity to invite the Gideon International to share their ministry. Each time I remember that their ministry, their story, we're so touched. And today we have this opportunity, we have Brother John Edmondson to share their ministry. And we would like to invite him, and Michael Lee will do the interpretation. 我们很高兴每一年我们都有机会可以请到基甸会来分享他们的事工，每一次他们的分享也是深深打动了我，使我们在主里面看到主一直在工作。今天我们就请他，然后有李世华弟兄来翻译。 Brother John, please.
Thank you, Pastor Timothy Chen, leaders, members of Abundant Grace Chinese Church, for your prayer support and your resources that you've provided, really to send God's holy word out throughout the world where it's most needed. And thank you, Michael, for interpreting for me today. The Gideons, this is from Philippians 1:27. Standing side by side with the church for the faith of the gospel. We are a missionary arm of the church. Without the church, we couldn't do what we do, which is now, since 1908, we have placed and distributed over 2 billion scriptures, thanks to you.
就像腓立比书第一章二七节那里所说的，我们基甸会，国际基甸会是跟教会同工，我们是在教会的资助之下，我们来分发这样的圣经。在过去的从1905年开始，我们一起颁发了大概20多亿的这样的圣经到世界各地。
Of course, most everybody knows the hotel motel Bibles in the nightstands.
我们大家都很熟悉，我们住旅店的时候，住那个汽车旅馆的时候，我们都会发现，在他的抽屉里面，床头柜抽屉里面会有圣经。
That is actually now only 8% of what we do. But everybody knows us from hotel and motel Bibles because that's what we started with in 1908.
这里面只占很小的比例，大概5%的比例。所以，但是因为我们的施工是从这样的汽车旅馆里面开始的，所以大家都很熟悉这个这样的施工。
Let me tell you about Herbert Opelik. think I pronounced that right, Obelik. He was an Orthodox Jewish rabbi, very intelligent. At 19 years old, he was actually a head of the largest rabbinical school in Brooklyn, New York.
那我现在要讲一个，就是犹太人的他们的拉比，他们这个拉比是在纽约很有名的一个神学院的一个拉比，在教学在那边。
He knew the Bible in Hebrew, Greek, Aramaic.
他对圣经有多种语言的熟知，他可以用希伯来文，也可以用希腊文，还有阿拉伯语来读圣经。
And of course, English.
当然，英语也是其中的语言之一。
He had a PhD in New Testament studies to know his enemies.
他是因为为了知道他的对手，所以他是学习了拿了一个新月学习的这样一个博士学位。
He had ordained over 320 other Jewish rabbis.
他也就是给320多位的拉比来给他们竖这样的职位。
Until one day he was on a mission flying from New York to Atlanta, and Delta did the biggest favor they could do for him. They lost his luggage.
那直到有一天，有一天是从纽约飞到亚特兰大。
Yeah.
他亚特兰大飞行的时候，航空公司把他的行李给弄丢了。
Well, in a hotel in a
在他住的旅馆里面。
I'm trying to think of a hotel. Marriott, in a Marriott hotel in Atlanta.
就大家所熟知的 Marriott 在一个旅馆里面。
For you that don't know, Marriotts are owned by Mormons.
大家也许有些人不是很清楚，他是这个梅尔，这个是被摩门教的教徒所拥有的一个在旅馆。
So it's not unusual. He went to the nightstand because he was bored with TV. He didn't have anything to read that interested him. Went to the nightstand. He saw the Book of Mormon. Well, he did not believe in fiction, so he took that away, and there was a Gideon-placed Holy Bible.
那当他觉得电视节目其他事情都很无聊的时候，他就到那个他的床的柜上面去看到有圣经。那其中首先看到是摩门版他们的圣经。那他们觉得是他不相信一个小说一样一个故事，所以他就看到了基甸会所放的圣经。
Well, he took that and picked it up, and the Holy Spirit had him look.Open up the book of John.
那他打开圣经的时候，圣灵感动他，他打开那个约翰福音这本书。
As he read through the first part of the book of John, he got to John 3:3, where Jesus was talking to Nicodemus about being born again.
当他在阅读约翰福音的时候，他约翰读到约翰福音3:3那里说，耶稣在跟尼克底姆在讲道的时候那一段故事。
And he will tell you that he got on his knees and shook. He shook harder than when he got married. When he shook, he shook because the Holy Spirit had penetrated his heart.
当时他深深的被圣灵感动，他受到很大的震撼。
Well.Praise the Lord, he came out asking the Lord what to do with his newfound born-again Christian life.
那他就开始祷告，他说神啊，那我现在重生得救，我悔改重新得救，你应该怎样使用我？
He was called to the Western United States to oversee the Union Gospel Missions in all the Western United States headquartered out of Merced County.
所以他在受到神的呼召以后，他来到美国的西部，来到 Union Gospel 福音机构，在他的总部是在美塞这个县，他才做他的领袖人物。
I met him on several occasions. He was just a real witty person, loved the Lord. One of those people, I don't know how he does it, 2-3 hours sleep a night.
我曾经碰到过他好几次，就是他一个很有趣味、很风趣、也很有智慧的一个人。 他就不知道他每天只为什么只能做到只需要睡觉两三个小时。
A wonderful man of the Lord. We just praise the Lord.
神所爱的一个门徒。
Here is a Gideon in action. There's a Gideon Bible.
这是我们纪念会所分发的圣经。
Gideon Bible in a nightstand drawer.
然后可以看到我们是放在他的床头柜，旅馆床头柜的那个抽屉里面。
New Testaments distributed at schools around the corner and around the world.
那我们同样也把圣经在学校周围分发，到世界的每个角落。
So what do we do with those New Testaments? 75%, or maybe a tad bit more, of our scriptures go to schools.
那我们大部分差不多有75%的圣经，我们是分发到学校里面去。
Well, little testaments like this, pocket testaments. For me, they're a little hard to read, but for the young men, they like it, and women. So we go to middle schools, high schools, colleges, universities. Now you ask, how do we go to those schools? Well, middle schools and high schools, we're at the public sidewalks.
就是我们是给学校、大学、中学、小学分发新约圣经。这样子的新约圣经的字体是很小，那个这样看起来很费劲，但是对于一些年轻人看起来并不费劲，就是他们这样分发。
That's in our country. You go to the third world countries where we go, we are invited right into the classrooms to give out God's word and.
但是在美国是他们不能进学校去分发圣经，他们只能在学校的旁边的街道上给学生分发圣经。但是其他的国家不一样，在其他的国家他可以被邀请到教室里面去，然后他在那儿去分发这些圣经。
And plan a salvation in the back that we get to go in John 3:16, sinner's prayer, and then seeking a Bible believing church like this.
当我们去给他们分发圣经，我们用约翰福音3:16所的经文给他们祷告，然后希望他们能成为主的门徒。
Recently, we were at UC Davis giving out over 6,000 scriptures in a 2-day period.
最近我们是到了我们附近的 UC Davis 这样一个大学，我们大概有分发了八千本的圣经。
A young lady came up to me and said, "One year ago today."You gave me a testament that changed my life.
有一个年轻的女学生对她讲说：“你一年以前来到这里给我分发圣经，我拿到圣经以后，我信主，我的生命得以改变。”
What a thrill and encouragement that is to hear.
当我们听到这样的消息的时候，我们是多么的受到感动，跟激励。
At Sacramento State University, recently, a couple months ago, we gave out over 900 scriptures, and one of the gentlemen that came, he knew the Bible, but he didn't have Jesus in his heart. He came by and said, "Give me that," right in front of us. He read the last two pages. He knew the scriptures. He signed it, and he went away with joy. And we said, "Wow!" And then I had 2 weeks later, his grandfather, who is a Gideon.Call me and thank me for making sure his grandson now knows and has Jesus as his Lord and Savior. Praise the Lord.
So, 最近一次就是我们在Sacramento 州政府周围发圣经，有这样一个年轻人来的。我们在那天当天发放了大概2,900左右我们的圣经。然后有一个年轻人来到他这边，他就从他手里领取一本圣经，然后他就看了圣经里面最后的几页，然后心里满怀高兴的回去。大概2个多礼拜以后，他的这个年轻人的祖父打电话给他说，很感谢，这个祖父也是纪念会侍奉的人，打电话给他们说，很高兴，谢谢你们给他分发圣经，然后他希望能他这个小孩能够信主。
We just came from American River College a couple weeks ago where we gave out a couple thousand testaments.
然后我们最近是从这附近的美国的一个社区学院，我们大概也发放了几千本的圣经。
Many Muslims there in American River College. And we just rely on Isaiah 55:11 that his word will not return void. Folsom Lake College. We'll be there May 13th and 14th, a Monday and a Tuesday. Keep that in mind. Pray for us that we'll have students that will be open to God's holy word.
那我们也就是说在附近的这个社区大学里面，像在 American College 这边，他们有很多的穆斯林的信徒，他们也拿到了圣经，希望我们能够为他们祷告，能够他们的信主。另外我们在附近的 Folsom 那个也有一个社区的大学，他们在那里也会在5月13号分发圣经，然后他们会也希望他们能够信主。
See that girl smiling? That's Alfia from Albania.
她这个，请大家看画面里面那个女孩，她在笑着，她是从 Albania 过来的。
She received God's holy word while visiting another middle school, and she received Jesus as her Lord and Savior, and she wanted her friends at her primary school to know about Jesus just like her.
她就是说，她这个女孩是在探访一个中学的时候，她认识了主。他也希望他自己所在的小学能够把这个福音传给他的同学，希望他们也能认识主。
Well, what she did, very, very poor country. The Gideons had not been to her primary school. She went home, took a butcher knife, cut out Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.Separated them, gave them to her four friends and told them to exchange them when they're done reading. And the bottom line was they all came to know Jesus as Lord and Savior. Praise the Lord.
就是这位女孩子回到她自己的学校的时候呢，因为他们那边的经济情况不是很好，不能每一个人都有圣经，所以她怎么做呢？她就把圣经里面四福音书，把它每一本福音书把它都散开以后呢，就分给她认识的四个朋友，四个同学。这四个同学也同样感谢主，也信主了。
Well, we also go to hospitals and nursing homes.
我们也到医院，我们同样也到医院，也到一些养老院去。
The hospitals, the men will go to the men's rooms, the women will go to the women's rooms, and we'll be able to talk to him and just read God's word and leave him a big, we call it a big print, New Testament with Psalms that we leave.
就是他们是在卫生间里面，因为在医院，就是男士会用男士的卫生间，女士会用女士卫生间，他会在那里给他们分发圣经。然后他们会这样子传福音。
Dr. Rabbi Zacharias，
他有这样一个人叫这样一位医生叫 Rabbi Zacharias。
As a young man, he was tormented by his parents. He was an athlete, but his siblings were scholastic, and the parents wanted him to be scholastic. He didn't want anything to do with school.But he liked his athletics. Well, he got depressed because of the parents finally nagging him. He actually went to take his life. Overdosed on pills, went to the hospital. And while in the hospital, recovering, a cousin came, had a hospital testament. The Gideons had placed there in that room.And they read John 14:19 to him. It says, Because I live, you will also live.
就是有这样一个故事，就是说这个年轻人呢，他是比较，他的体育运动比较强，但是他的兄弟呢是比较学业上比较很好。但是他的父母亲呢，希望他也像他兄弟一样，把他的注意力再放在他的学业上。他在这个两个之间挣扎很厉害，以至于他自杀，他服药以后自杀。自杀的时候呢，他就被送到医院。送到医院以后呢，他的一个表兄弟cousin 来看他的时候呢，就把医院所分发的那个圣经呢，就放在就给他读，然后他读了以后也信主。
Well, he came to know Jesus as Lord and Savior with that key verse in John 14:19. A couple weeks later, out of the hospital, and a new person in Christ, he went to his grandmother's grave, and on the gravestone was that same verse, John 14:19, because he lives, I will also live.
就是说他是读到约翰福音第十四章第十九节那里，那一节圣经感动他认识主的，然后当他到他的 祖母的 坟墓前的时候呢，他发现他祖母坟墓前的墓碑上刻的也是同样的一节经文，就是约翰福音十四章十九节，因为主是活的，我也是活着的。
A patient in the hospital provided comfort for the hospital Bible.
这是一个病人在医院里面。
Another one here, my wife, the auxiliary, which we call them, they go especially to the hospitals and the nursing homes, giving out those little white testaments. Little white testaments, just like this. I brought one special for nurses. And they get to use those to witness and praise the Lord for what they do to support the their husbands in prayer and their areas of influence that they go to hand out God's holy word. And they get to go side by side with us because of this marriage thing, marriage being, we believe, only between a man and a woman. And there's so much difference in the culture, but we have our wives working side by side with us. For the glory of God.
So,
God's word shared with prisoners worldwide.
我们是到世界每个角落的监狱里面也分发圣经。
So locally, we go to Sacramento County Jail. I can't even believe this. Another Gideon's in the Sacramento area go to Sacramento County Jail once a month to deliver at least 500 Bibles to the chaplaincy there. We can't get in, but certainly the chaplains can. We take the hardcover off of the hotel Bibles and put a soft cover on them. 500 on average a month. Praise the Lord for what he does.
赞美主的话就是说，纪念会有一位弟兄，他是专门到我们 Sacramento 他一个监狱里面，他是
Once a week or once?
Once a month.
Once a month. 他是每一个月去分发差不多500本的圣经，然后他们自己没有办法分发圣经，他是把这圣经交给他们监狱里面的，还有一些像牧师这样一些职位的人跟病人谈交谈的这样人，然后这位委托他可以把这圣经带给这些监狱里面的人这样。
And we go to Old Folsom Prison, right down here in Folsom. There's another prison there called New Folsom or California State Prison Sacramento. There's a women's prison, all kinds of prisons down here in Folsom.
那这是大家也许都知道，在我们住的附近 Folsom 也有监狱，还有一些女专门关女犯的监狱，他们都会到那些地方去分发圣经。
And there's many, many prisoners of through God's holy word have come and have a changed life.
那监狱里面很多很多人就听到福音接受主，然后他们的生命就这样得以改变。
If you have your bulletin, on your bulletin, in the middle, from prisoner to pastor, I thought I'd just use this testimony because I have so many of them.
那大家也许手上有在这个单张，这里就讲述说这样一个故事。
So John Craner at 16, he was messed up. At 21, he was out of control.
就是他在当时这里面的一个人是，也是一个牧师，他是名字叫 John Craner， 他是在他16岁跟21岁的时候，他生活一团糟。
He shot into a car and was arrested.No hope, no friends, no family.
他就朝一个汽车这样就是射击，然后他就被抓到监狱里面去。他没有希望，也没有朋友，也没有家庭。
Well, he saw that Gideon Place Bible.
但是他看见了纪念会所放在监狱里的圣经。
Read through that Bible.
他把整本圣经都通读了一遍。
Was released, and now he's a pastor. Prisoner to pastor.
他后来被释放，然后他就成为一个牧师。
Distribution.
这也是在分发的圣经。
New Testaments given.Can't even read my military forces. The military, pray for the military. Our military enlistment processing center that first the military opened up to us in 1941 closed a couple, 3 years ago.
我们是大概是1941年的时候是军队部队里面对我们开放，这样我们可以把圣经带过去，但是最前几年的时候他们已经不接受我们的来访。
Because of complaints from who knows who,
因为有些不知道
from non-Christians,
从一些不是基督徒的一些人的一些抱怨，一些所以他们就拒绝他们纪念会的去带他们而去了。
But in third world countries, or Russia, or Ukraine, Slavic countries, Mexico, on and on from there, India, we can go right into the military institutions and have freedom to give out God's holy word.
就是但是在我们在美国国内我们是不得去，但是我们在第三世界国家我们可以去很多就是好像住在那边的军队里面，像Russia, 像 Ukraine, 还有一些 印度啊，一些其他的国家。
Max Kush was a Russian sergeant in the military. Cussed, drank, he could drink anybody under the table. A very good athlete. And he took on anybody he wanted to take on in the 300 or so.Military men that he was responsible for until one day the Gideons came for a placement in his sphere of influence with the troops.
就是在俄国有这样一个上将，他手下差不多有300多个士兵，然后他就是说他这个人也是就是很强壮，也是很热爱体育。然后有一天纪念会来到这里把圣经分发的时候
Well, he got in the face of one person that said, Why are you reading that book?
然后他看见有一个人在读圣经，他说那你为什么会这样读圣经？
And he told Max, You touch me, you're messing with God.
对这个正在读圣经的人对这个 Max 讲说你要打我的话
Well, Max
在跟神在做征战。
Max took a step back as he was taken back by that.
Max 这一下他就惊吓了一下，他就退了一步。
So he wanted to know what this book was all about.
他就想知道这本书是讲什么样的一些事情。
Well, Max started reading it.
他就开始读圣经。
And he gave his life to Christ.
他把自己委身于神。
Now he's a local businessman.
他现在在当地是一个经商的人。
And he's a Gideon.
他也成为基甸会的成员之一。
Praise the Lord.
感谢主。
This is Isaiah 55:11 again. The promises that God's word will not return void.
那我们再回到我们刚才读过的，就是以赛亚书第55:11那里说的，就是我口所出的话也必如此，绝不突然返回。却要成就我所喜悦的，在我发他去成就的事上必然亨通。
So according to the slide we distributed 95 scriptures in 201 countries. Well, it's like over 100 different languages in over 200 countries. And now
我们分发的圣经是有100多种语言，也到201个国家去分发圣经。
Now we have a Gideon Bible app that's got over 1,600 languages. It's free. We have these cards that you can download, and of the 1,600 languages, 700 of them are audible. How many of you use the YouVersion Bible app?
就是现在青年会开始做了一个就是圣经的手机的软件，这个手机软件有1600多种语言，然后现在就是说大概有 how many audible？
700。
yeah， but 大概有700种语言是可以用来听的，可以听。
所以
大家有一个，大家就是不知道他们应该有没有，大家有一本圣经软件，就是叫 YouVersion。
YouVersion is good. This is good.
YouVersion， 也许大家都在武汉有些人用这样 YouVersion 这样。
I don't want to say better, but it's good.
这是很好，他认为这个圣经软件也很好。
So what, Gideon? We do New Testaments in over 90. That's the 95 languages. Now over 100 languages.
Yeah, 以前是更多的语言，一百多种语言。
Scriptures and hotels around the world, literally around the world.
我们分发圣经基本上覆盖了世界每个角落。
Wait, what happened to that? $2 billion. I already mentioned about the 2 billion scriptures. That's what we've done. And the 2 billion scriptures, we've actually to do that now because of the hands and feet we have on the ground throughout the world in over 200 countries. We're now distributing over 2 scriptures per second.
因为我们的在世界每个角落的同工，我们有很多。我们现在基本上每秒钟我们是分发2本圣经，那我们是希望分发大概20亿本圣经这样子。
Sharing the love of God in John 3:16.
我们是
you know God so loved the world.
我们是希望能够分享这样一个福音的好消息，就在约翰福音3:16来所说的。
Gideon
这个爱世人。
Yeah, since it was in the beginning. So we get, one of the neat things we get to do is carry these testaments with us, doing personal witnessing. For example, I didn't know computer monitors broke down, but my computer monitor after 15 years broke down. Well, it had a speaker to it, speaker element, and I wanted one with a speaker element. So I went to like 3 different stores, and Best Buy didn't have it. Office Depot didn't have it. But Fry's had one. Finally, I found one that had speakers. So while I was shopping there, the person helped me. I offered him a testament, showed him the front, and so on. Well, he said he was a Mormon. And I said, well, he didn't want one. So I offered him the Bible app, and he took the Bible app. Then I went to check out to pay for the monitor. The lady, I offered her the testament. She said, no, thank you. I have my own Bible. I'm Catholic. Well, if they're Catholic, they need to know John 14:6. I'm the way, the truth, and life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And anyway, she dismissed me and I paid my bill. Then I was going out the door. And as I went out the door, a person checked my bill and made sure I paid. And I went through the program again. I showed him the help section, pages of reference in front. Last 2 pages, God's plan of salvation, the sinner's prayer. And he said, awesome! And he took it. So again, God's word does not return void. Got all that?
Let me try. Okay. 他就说这个故事很长啊，他就是他的计算机的那个屏幕啊 ，monitor 坏了以后，他需要有一个带可以听的那个有 monitor 有 speaker 这样一个 monitor， 他就到处都找到 Best Buy， 到其他店，最后是到 Fry's 找到有他喜欢的一个 monitor， 然后呢，他就去买的时候呢，他就把那个小本圣经拿出来给他看那个阳光的那个店里人给他分享圣经，然后他拒绝以后呢，但是他把那个电子的这个手机的这个 一个软件的 information 给他 MK 对给他的，所以他是这样一个。另外他碰到一个，就是说当他交钱的时候碰到一个收银的女士呢，也他也跟他是分发神经，也他讲同样的这个分享同样的故事。然后那个女士就说，女店员说，我是已经记住我是天主教徒。然后他就说，那天主教徒应该知道，耶稣在约翰福音13:14来说是，我是道路真理生命，除了通过以外，没有人到父那里去。他说他们应该认识到这样一本真理。
What's your last story?
Yeah. When I was checking out, the third person I ran into, I gave him the bill, showing I paid the monitor.And I explained to him the help in time of need in front, and then on the back, two pages, God's plan of salvation, and he said, awesome.
So, when he was paying, he also shared the Bible. And then, the clerk took his Bible and saw the New Testament in the New Testament, the last few verses of the Bible, which is about the time of need, God's help. And he said, thank you, God's help.
So that's just an example. We basically give out scriptures and personal witnessing with it, where generally, wherever my wife and I go, as the Holy Spirit leads us, for example, we like to go out to eat. And a lady named Ashley, I gave her a testament.
就是她圣经不管，就是感动他们到什么地方分享圣经，他们都会去。有一天，你今天他们说。
Dinner time.
Yeah, the rest. 有一天他在餐馆进餐的时候，他同样把这小本圣经拿出来，然后分享给他在坐在周围的一位女士，他也接受了这本圣经，这样子。
She said thank you and took it and put it in her glove compartment of her car.
他说他谢谢他把圣经拿回来，然后再放到他车子里面那个放工具那个地方。
Well, later on.A couple weeks later, she was in an automobile accident that needed the jaws of life to get her out. She was okay, but they needed the jaws of life to get her out of the car.
就是说她车祸当时可能很厉害，她也没有，她当时还受的伤害还不是那么重，她没有生命危险，但是她没有办法能够从车里面出来。
So the jaws of life came, got her out of the car, but while she was waiting to be out of the car, she went to the glove compartment, got the testament, read it, and gave her life to Christ.
就是当时来营救的就帮她就打开以后把她就从里面车里面救出来，营救出来以后呢，她就当时在等待的时候，她从她汽车里面放公主箱的前面，她把圣经拿出来，然后她开始读圣经。
I could tell so many more stories. I could tell you a story about Lewis, who was a roofer.
我也很多很多类似的故事可以跟大家分享。那我知道一个叫 Lewis， 他是专门修屋顶的这样一个。
In São Paulo, Brazil.
在 Brazil 这样一个。
At a university.
在一个大学里面。
Top of the roof, a couple of buildings away.One of the students got upset. We were there distributing in one day like something like 12,000 scriptures. And he said, I'll show you what to do with this. He took it and heaved it as far as he could.
就是当他们在那边分发圣经的时候，有时候这样一个人呢，就是他在跟学生分发圣经，当时发圣经发了大概1200本圣经左右。当这人看见他们在分发圣经的时候，他就走到学生前面，他说我告诉你怎么样来处理这样的书，然后他就用很用大的力气呢把这本书摔了一下，摔得很远很远的地方。
Well, Lewis showed up at the end of the day and said he just had hit his head.
但是在这一天的下午晚就是结束的时候呢，他又来到我们跟前。
And he started reading.
他打一下自己的头。
He started reading. He wanted to know about this Jesus and how to get saved. So right there, Gideon's led him to know Jesus as personal Lord and Savior.
他当时就是我想要读这样的圣经，我想知道更多关于福音的更多的，然后他就在当时就接受主，成为这个主的门徒。
Seems like we need your prayers and support. Just it's culture is getting crazier and crazier.
现在很大家很清楚，现在这个文化
getting more difficult to get in hotels, get in the military.
现在很困难，我们在越来越困难的到能够到旅店或者是部队里面，我们需要大家的我们的祷告。
For $1.20, we can put a scripture like this anywhere in the world for $1.20, or for a hundred box of 100 would be $120 anywhere in the world.
就是大家花一块两毛钱，就把这样一本小的圣经可以分发到世界上任何一个地方。那如果你奉献120块钱的话，就一整整箱的圣经可以分发给世界不同的地方。
If you didn't come prepared to give.And you want to do it later, write a check to the Gideon's International or use your credit card. These bulletins, just pull off your bulletin envelope and mail it in at your convenience. Or even leaving the box back there. Or if you want to use your credit card, we got a little stub on the other side you can fill out.Put it in your envelope or put it in the box.
这个卡片的最后有一部分只是你只要需要填你的信用卡的一些资料，同样你可以用这样的方式来给他们奉献的支持。
We do appreciate your support. Without you, we couldn't do what we're doing.
我们非常感谢大家给我们的帮助，给我们的支持。没有你们，我们没有办法进行这样的施工。
We also have what we call a Gideon card display out there. We have it on the table and in the main rack in the foyer. As in memory cards, they're free, or in honor cards, and again, they're free. You can take them home with you, use them whenever it's appropriate. The card is sent to a loved one, and then it's got a donation envelope that you can send in also at that time, $5 for a Bible, full Bible.
就是同样在后面的桌子上有那个一个叫基点卡的这样一个，它你们可以有兴趣可以拿这张卡，就是这个卡片你可以写给你的亲人啊朋友这样一些纪念或者是一些话语，但是这个卡片同时有一个信封，也有一些资料，你可以写支票来奉献给基点会。
Thank you again for your attention.
再一次的谢谢大家的聆听。
And again, we have the Bible apps you can pick up. There's a table back there.
手机版的纪念会的圣经。
And any questions you might have, certainly my wife and I will be there after the service. Thank you very much. Lord bless you. Thank you again, Pastor Timothy Chin. And we appreciate you. We appreciate the leaders and the members of Abundant Grace China.Church. Praise the Lord.
非常感谢大家多年的支持，就是在如果大家有任何的问题，在我崇拜结束以后，大家可以跟我的太太来交流。我们非常感谢大家多年的支持。
Thank you, Pat, Brother Michael.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brother John and Michael, for the message. And I remember Paul wrote in 2 Timothy that preach the Word of God, be prepared and ready, whether it is convenient or inconvenient. 在提摩太后书里面，我记得保罗这样写：无论得时。不得时，不要传道。等今天会做很多分派圣经到各传播各地方。And Gideon has been doing distributing Bible to many areas, almost any corner of the world. So we pray for them and we support their ministry. 我们为他们祷告，我们也在。金钱上来支持他们，他们都是义务的，没有任何的开销。And there's no overhead in the organization. Everyone is born here. 下面是守圣餐的时间。We're going to have communion. So let's read the scripture that is on the screen. And we'll read in Chinese and also once again in English.好，我们用中文先来。我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理不在我们心里了。我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。In English, if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins, purify us for all righteousness. Communion is between you, me, and the Lord. So for those who already received Jesus Christ and have been baptized,receive the communion. And before the Lord's table, it is a good time for us to have reflection and examination so that He died on the cross for our sin. And also He commands us to remember this before He comes. So it's a sort of sin.我们有一段来审查自己，来预备我们自己。因为主耶稣的命令是这样：凡是已经接受主的，公开接受主受洗的，我们就欢迎来一起领受这圣餐。那主的饼和杯是你我跟主的连结，在主里面的。与主联合回忆的。那下面有一段时间我们预备我们的心。So we have a few minutes that we can prepare ourselves. 让我们在神面前安静审查自己。So we have a quiet time to examine ourselves.
时刻，因为你我们本是不配的，但是你为了我们的赦罪，为了我们本身的生命，也不惜被鞭打、被鞭伤、被钉在十字架上，为我们洗流了宝血，今天不会只献上感恩，这是何其的残酷高深！今天父在这样的时刻，也让我们有敬畏的心，在你的面前的时候，重新审查我们自己。记住你的话语，为罪、为义、为审判自己，责备自己，也让你永远的继续的带领我们、关照我们、亲近我们，让我们能够自己的生命、自己的生活能够和你的远生之道能够连接在一起，我们能够走你的义路，我们将祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名求。
Thank you. Thank you.
Jesus said, the cup of covenant is in this blood that he shed for us. So when we drink this, we're looking for his second coming. That is for sure. And we have that hope, and we are standing on this promise. 主耶稣说，这杯是我所立新约的血，为你们流的。当我们领受的时候，我们等待他第二次的再临，因为这话是信实的，我们也是站立在神所应许的话语上。May you bring it together. 让我们一起来。
Must stay in the church to prepare dinner for everyone so were necessary to the masters together. 下个主日呢是母亲节，那么教会呢会特意准备了早餐，然后我们呢是弟兄姐妹我们来一起来庆祝这个母亲节。那么刚才我们大家也看到这个基金会呢，他们是是在这个全世界呢是分发这个带头，那么所以呢我们如果说呢有负担要奉献给基金会的话呢，可以在支票的台中再写上的基本是单数，那么就是给他的，那么然后可以放在奉献箱内。If you want to make to GPS, please write the GPS International on your check. Or you can use this bookend to donate, as mentioned during the meeting. And then, 这个下个星期五呢，就是这星期五我们有联合团契。是Davis教会呢，李琦琦和他们教会的其他几位姐妹呢，为我们带来一个诗歌分享和见证的音乐聚会，所以呢，鼓励大家能够能够参加。好，下面大家请鼓掌声说。
Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. 愿我主耶稣基督的恩惠，上帝的慈爱和圣灵的感动，始终与我们同在，是奉主的名。Amen. Please be seated, and you're welcome for refreshment in the fellowship hall.